T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell last night unveiled her new Cure Violence initiative. She says that violence needs to be treated like any other public health threat. Her health director says that violence can look just like any other public health emergency. So you have to treat it like the flu, which is an infection. She says violence can also be contagious. This builds on a plan called Ceasefire in Chicago. Helping us understand what the plan is and if it'll work is Peter Scharf, professor at LSU Health Sciences New Orleans School of Public Health, a criminologist. Dr. Scharf, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dave. How you doing, man?
Good to talk to you. What was your initial reaction when you heard the mayor unveiling her Cure Violence plan?
Well, first of all, public health is the new criminology. This is the national paradigm. And, when you and I spoke several years ago, we were an outside brand. Now it's become mainstream. Now, the questions, I think, are exactly how do you do it? How do you implement it? And what are reasonable expectations for success? You know, the former administration, they had a program, NOLA for Life. And it wasn't clear. I've been involved with the Cantrell administration as facilitator for one of their subcommittees, NLPD.
So you're on a committee that helped develop this program?
Not this program. I sat in the meetings. And I'm totally supportive of what they're trying to do. But here are the challenges. One, how is this different really from NOLA for Life, right? What are the differences? And I think there are a few things. One, what are the active ingredients? You know, are the programs evidence-based? Is there research to support that these activities actually reduce violent crime risks and murder risks?
Well, if it's based on a program in Chicago, Chicago still has a horrible violent crime program. So
right.
And, is that the model?
The Ceasefire program, really three or four Ceasefire models. The Chicago models are a retaliatory model. They hear a beast building up, and they have a group of individuals who work outside of the police department. They're called interrupters. Half of my students at LSU want to become interrupters when they grow up. But the evidence, as you're suggesting, isn't clear that that's had an impact on violent crime in itself.
So in Chicago, they started to try to stop the contagion by they find out that there's been some sort of violent act, some precipitating act that could lead to more violence, and they go in and talk to the people on both sides and try to prevent that retaliation, try to prevent another murder, another shooting, another attack in retaliation to the initial one.
Right. And the other thing that we've used in New Orleans is the Boston model, David Kennedy's model, where they identify a kid, and what's interesting, the Boston model works with the police, not as a separate entity. And they meet with the young person, and they say, okay, you have three choices, change, dead, or jail. And they bring all kinds of resources, anger management, substance abuse treatment. They service the individual very effectively. And there's an argument between the two brands. And the research, I think, is very strong on the Boston side, a little less clear on the Chicago side. So it's important to really look at the research findings of each of the Ceasefire models and see where the preponderance of positive energy
at. All right, so bottom line, do you think this has the potential to reduce violent crime in New Orleans? We know that murder is at a generational low right now. We know, though, that violence continues to be a major problem. Do you believe that this Cure Violence program that the mayor has unveiled to treat violence like a communicable disease, like a contagion, will work to reduce violence in a city that's been a violent city for 300 years, frankly?
Well, one, you know, the murder rates have been roughly constant over the last few years. So, you know, compared to 1994, we're down, but the last several years it's been constant. And I think we have to constantly tweak the model. We have to see what pieces of the Chicago model work and what don't, what doesn't. And then and look at cognitive behavioral interventions. What do they say? Who are the interrupters? Who? What do they represent? And then how do you sustain it financially? The Chicago model started, I think, with a $6 million budget. With Bogovich gave it to them, ended up in jail. And the it's a cost hog. You know, so I think we have to look, how do we sustain a force of interrupters sufficient to reduce the murder risk?
Well, the director says that they're going to call on University Medical Center, Central City Schools, and other resources to help provide additional funding to also get at the problem. So I guess what I'm not getting, and I appreciate your bringing all of the additional information and background and helping us understand it, but I mean, the bottom line, I think what people want to know is it going to work? Is it going to help? Will this reduce violence?
Look, being proactive is always better than reactive, just putting kids in jail. I think this has huge potential, but I think we got to really look at the quality of the program, the effectiveness of the program, and continually tweak it and improve it so that it becomes an effective entity.
All right, that makes sense. It has the potential to work, but it has to be done right.
Right, and again, the reality is that the evidence is not clear on NOLA for Life, so the burden is on us, and I mean that us. You know, how do we go back to the research? How do we train our interrupters? How do we train our advocates and come up with programs that really have an effect on the targeted population? The other issue is to target it at risk. You know, there are relatively few young people who are likely to become involved in a gun violence incident. How do we put all of the effort on targeted the kids who really live in that life and are likely to become victims or perpetrators?
Dr. Peter Scharf, we appreciate your input and helping us understand and see the potential for reducing violence through the Cure Violence program unveiled by the city.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.